Harper Audio presents 1917, Lenin, Wilson, and the Birth of the New World Disorder by Arthur Herman. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. Prologue: A World on Fire. The world is on fire. There is tinder everywhere. The sparks are liable to drop anywhere, and somewhere there may be material which we cannot prevent from bursting into flame. Woodrow Wilson, January 1917. London, January 17, 1917. He was a small, narrow-faced man, nicknamed the Dormouse. After coming up the steps of the Admiralty House, he quietly made his way past the First Sea Lord's office and opened the door to a dark, dingy room at the end of the corridor. They called it Room 40. It was here that a handful of men and women, many of them civilians, worked on decoding German military and diplomatic messages. This was wartime, and the decoded information they'd passed on to their superiors had led to several breakthroughs on the battlefield and in the war at sea. But no piece of intelligence would be comparable to the message that dropped into Room 40's wire basket that morning. Nigel de Grey, that was the Dormouse's real name, picked it up and looked at it. He was joined by his colleague, William Montgomery. They were an incongruous pair. Both were civilians, although de Grey had done a stint in the Royal Naval Volunteer Reserve. Montgomery was a Presbyterian minister and an expert on the works of St. Augustine. De Grey was a junior editor on loan from the publisher William Heinemann. But both men had the intellectual skills that made code-breaking an engaging and also highly successful enterprise. For example, De Grey saw at once, from the numbers at the top of the page, that this was a message in a diplomatic code used by the German Foreign Office. He and Montgomery pulled out the relevant notebooks that would provide the key for this particular message, an unusually long one, they noticed, derived from German code book number 13040. Room 40 hadn't gotten hold of these diplomatic codes until the war was more than a year old. In the very beginning, in October 1914, as the British Army was fighting for its life at the First Battle of Ypres, the Director of Naval Intelligence had handed Alfred Ewing, who was Director of Naval Education but also did ciphers as a hobby, a pile of intercepted German radio messages to decipher. Ewing was delighted, and he summoned his friend William Montgomery to help make sense of the pile. That marked the start of a decoding industry based in Room 40 that would dramatically shift the odds for the Royal Navy in the war. Ewing had started work there using a German naval codebook, the Signal Book of the Imperial German Navy, known by its German initials SKM, which Britain's ally Russia had found on a captured German cruiser, the SMS Magdeburg. The Russians kept one copy, the other they sent along to the British. Ewing and Montgomery quickly put it to good use, but it was just the start of a codebook treasure trove. That same month, another codebook was captured, one that the Germans used for wireless or radio communication with naval warships, merchant ships, zeppelins, and U-boats. On November 30th came the codebook the German Navy used to communicate with its naval attachés in foreign embassies. Then, in March 1915, just as British and French troops were about to land at Gallipoli in Turkey, in the hope of breaking the war wide open, and a British Cunard liner, the Lusitania, was taking on cargo in New York Harbor for the trip home, Ewing and Admiral William Hall received a suitcase captured from a German diplomat in Persia. Inside was a copy of the German diplomatic codebook, known as number 13040. It was a codebreaker's dream find. Of course, over a period of months, the Germans came to realize that their codes were being read, and they issued new ones. But ships or submarines far away at sea often didn't have access to the new codebooks and had to send messages using the old ones. Also, the new codes were often just variants on the old, which meant it was possible for the team in Room 40.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?